All right, 7:30 on a Monday evening means you're listening to the Phoning It In radio program. My name is Nadav, and right now from Jamaica Plain, Boston, Massachusetts, we're joined by Greg, son of Bees, B-son, a.k.a. Manners. How you doing?
I'm so good. How are you?
Pretty good. Real happy that you could join me.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. This is a little far out, but really special.
Oh, great. Great to hear.
Yeah.
So is the name Manners imply any focus on your part on etiquette?
You know, that wasn't why I chose that name, but I guess I feel like I'm a pretty polite person.
Yeah, I would say you definitely make polite music.
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty polite.
Well, do you want to go ahead and try a song and then check back in?
Yeah, I'll do this first one.
What was that one called?
That one is called Wood and Copper. That's on my new record that I just made this summer.
Cool. Are you putting that out yourself through the White House?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, I have it at the White House available on the website and also kind of like through my website too. So, and there's talk about some kind of vinyl thing happening, but we'll see. I have another thing I'm going to record too. So.
Cool. So for folks unfamiliar with Boston DIY, how would you describe the White House?
Oh, the White House is like this big pot of people and animals and friends and ideas and good food and trash and shows and all this great stuff that just kind of comes together and provides a space for, you know, anybody really to play. We do have a lot of shows, but we do have Hootenannies as well, where we kind of open it up to the community. And anybody can play, which are kind of my favorite things. Just, like, meet the neighbor who plays guitar and is really excited to share what he's doing, and then to share what I'm doing with them. Like, that's a really special thing for me. And then the shows here, of course, it's always nice to help.
Yeah.
Warrior band out, you know.
Have the Hootenannies kind of helped sort of agglomerate people into the White House community?
Yeah, for sure. You know, like, I found out about the White House before I lived here by coming to Hootenannies. And the first one I went to, I saw Brian Ellis, who's a poet, read here, and Lindsey Clark, who's like a folk Americana singer, I guess. I saw them play, and it was just, it blew my mind. Like, I didn't know it was happening in Boston, and I had lived here for like 4 years.
Wow. Yeah, I felt pretty similarly the first Hoot I went to.
Yeah, like, it's just such a special thing, you know. Just like, I mean, the house just holds so many great musicians, and they're all so open, which I feel, you know, in Boston it can be a hard thing to find, like openness and a place to share with musicians. A lot of rock clubs and things like that. Not to say Boston isn't great, but the White House, I had never experienced something like that. And I don't know that I've experienced it in other towns either. So.
Yeah, I agree completely.
It's a special, special place. Yeah, it's really nice here.
Cool. Well, how about another song? Maybe if it's possible to play a little louder as well?
Oh, yeah. I'll give it a shot.
Thanks.
Yeah, maybe I'll do one more song and I'll check in again.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Art is a picture.
Sounds really good.
Cool. Glad. Great. I'm going to try to play a few in a row here, if that's okay.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
Cold hands, closed eyes, lying.
Hello?
Hey.
How's that all coming through?
It's coming through well. Is this going by as quickly for you as it is for me?
Yeah, it's going fast. My songs are small.
Yeah, can you quickly describe the room that you're in?
Yeah, I'm on the third floor at the house. The White House is a three-story house, and I'm in the third floor of a room that probably should be an attic, and there's really nothing in it. There's like a dresser with a light, a mini fridge, and like a couple pillows. No windows, just this weird back door. So it's very reverby and nice to sing in. It's all white.
Yeah.
Yeah, the White House.
Cool. Well,
yeah.
What's
the room you're in like?
It's your basic college radio station broadcast studio.
Cool.
Pretty much the same beat-up equipment that I've seen at most.
Yeah.
Most radio stations, they all tend to use the same stuff, I guess, because it probably lasts.
Yeah, stands the test of time.
Yep. A lot of soundproof padding that's not so soundproof.
Right.
We've got another 8 minutes if you've
cool.
got some
Yeah,
tunes.
I kind of figured I'd take a quick break. I'm going to play a couple more, like, upbeat songs.
That, awesome.
These three songs I didn't write, but I really like to play, so I'm going to do those real quick.
Sounds good.
All right. Love is like fire, babe. You don't feed the flame, fades away. Love is like heat, babe. If you don't hold it close, it dissipates. Love is the sun, babe. Must receive the rays with each new day. Don't break your heart with your mind, Greta. Don't break your heart with your mind. Just take two deep breath, it's gonna be alright. Don't break your heart with your mind. Don't break your heart with your mind, Greta. Don't break your heart with your mind. You've got so much life to live, and you're just full of time. Don't break your heart with your mind. Don't break your heart with your mind, Greta. Don't break your heart with your mind. Let that anvil slide down the chimney of your spine. Don't break your heart with your mind. Space slowly.
town, we are having fun. Why don't you go home, think about what you've done. There's a prize to be won. There's a prize to be won. Put down your bottle, pick up your gun. There's a war to be fought. There's a prize to be won. Standing on a band of microwave, at the foot of a statue for the Armenian genocide, I lift my fist. And after war, war against fear, fear of dying, fear of dancing, fear of living, fear of dancing. Come on, dance in your blood, 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 come on, dance.
Yeah, three songs.
You said those were all covers?
Yeah, those aren't my songs. The first one with the snapping is by a band called the Woodrow Wilsons, and it's kind of a cover. I wrote one of the things on it. It's really short, so it's more their song than mine. And then the second one is called Greta, and that one was written by the poet guy who I mentioned earlier, Brian Ellis, and then my roommate, Kate Lee, and I said, like, she kind of helped, and we set it to music, and I kind of played a different way than she originally did, but, and then the last one is this other guy named Greg Moon. They call me Greg's son. He's Greg Moon, or Greg Mullen, and I just recently learned how to play it. I woke up in Portland, Maine, one morning at my friend's house and just started playing those chords, and the song always gives me chills. I don't know that I do it as much justice as he does.
Cool.
I really like to play it.
It sounds great. I'll have to track him down.
Oh, yeah. He's a...
Is he also, I know Brian and the Woodrow Wilsons are both White House folks. Is he
Greg,
as well?
Greg is White House related for sure. He's like original, pretty original White House.
OG and, White House.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and all these people I'm saying too, the White House is putting out a double LP record sampler, which actually tonight we were just listening to the tracks and it sounds so good.
Like an actual vinyl record?
Yeah, like a double, like the first record the White House is going to put out is a double record sampler.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Which definitely speaks to like how much damn music is being produced there.
Yeah, there's a lot. 26 or 28 tracks, I think.
Wow.
Get on it. So,
man.
And I was listening to it, and it's just like the best song after the best song. I was really blowing my mind, but I like get to hang out with all these amazing people and musicians. Like,
wow.
Crazy.
Really looking forward to that then. When is that out?
Oh, unknown, you know, like probably after the new year, I'd say.
Yeah.
I'm in January. Who knows? Hopefully soon. I want a copy of it.
Yeah.
Myself. So.
Cool. Well, looks like we've only got a minute or so left, unfortunately.
Wow. It goes fast.
Yeah, it really does.
I thought I was going to be short. That's great.
Nope. And so where can we find more, people find more about you online?
Oh, you can go to my website, which is sunofbees.com, like S-U-N of bees, B-E-E-S. Yeah.
Cool.
Or the White House, too, of course.
Cool, and that's... What's that?
The White House Family Record.com. House is spelled H-A-U-S.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Greg.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. This has been so, so splendid.
Awesome. Glad to hear. Stay on the line for just a second.
Okay.
You've been listening to Manners from Boston, Mass., on Phoning It In on KDVS. Stay tuned right now for more great music. Check him out at sonofbees.com. Check us out at phoningitin.net. Thanks for listening.